Woke up. When I woke up this morning, I knew I had a lot of work to do, having to document why humans will go extinct tomorrow. I spent all day working on a document that explains Newtonian science behind the pole reversal, which will happen tomorrow on my 100th birthday, on the 14th of January 2061. I'm going to put this document in a trinary time capsule, in the hope, if anyone survives the pole reversal in 2061. They will know what will happen when the complete pole reversal takes place in 2103. I'm going over everything in my mind. I read all the notes I could find for Sir Isaac Newton. He calculated the end of time on the 25th of December 2060, but the Gregorian calendar changed his birthday from the 25th of December 1642 to the 4th of January 1643. Then they removed 10 days, which makes it the 14th of January. That is also my birthday. But no one will celebrate it because tomorrow everyone is going to die. They finally figured out that I was right all these years. Now they are mad at me, and I do not understand why. Newton said someone would be born 100 years before the end of time, coming back as Jesus in the flesh. But no one believed in the Torah after the church admitted they altered it during the 4th century to bring back the Roman Empire under the name of the Holy Roman Church. Since that time, the church took over teaching the trinary science of God. And things were getting better. Yet that is the reason Jesus did not return to the flesh, because everyone lost faith in Jesus Barabbas because of religion. That is the reason everyone dies tomorrow, because no one would listen to me when I told them they had to build something that could survive the end of time. The Trinary Time Capsule is a digital storage unit the church commissioned to be built so everyone could upload their last words before the end of time. You can upload it in any language. It will automatically make multiple language versions of it so everyone can read them. They also translate them into a universal language. In case a different race finds it, they can translate what it says. Church membership slowly increased over the years. Now at the end of time, most people are now members. Most will save their souls in this trinary time capsule tonight, on the eve of the end of time. Once people found out that their soul is the electricity it takes to run their brainwaves, they believed in Tesla, who said we are light beings. Tesla said Edison and J.P. Morgan were Satan for forcing people to buy and sell souls, and that makes those people who buy electricity satanic. After we die, we become electricity, and we can still have the same thoughts we have now, only we are not in our bodies. Instead, we are running everything electrical, and that is hell. Dead relatives come to visit you, and they get put to work running your TV, computer, air conditioning, and then you charge a battery. And their soul gets stuck in that battery, and when you are done with it, you throw it in the trash. That is the cost of electricity. You become Satan, sending the souls of dead people to hell. For centuries, people have talked about the return of Jesus, but they were looking for Jesus Christ and hated Jesus Barabbas. But things changed after people knew Newton proved the church inserted Christ as a person. Instead of a star, we refer to it as the binary star Sirius. The church said it removed all pagan beliefs from the Torah, come to find out the pagans believed in science. Kepler wrote, God is everything. Tesla did not want to quote him, because that was the condensed version. Tesla wrote, light is everything. Tycho Brahe was the first to figure this out. Kepler inherited the Torah after Tycho's death in 1601. Since 1103, witches and wizards were on the run from church members and Knights Templar, because of what was in it, which was pagan beliefs. Science comes from the Torah, the church commissioned to be removed from the face of the planet. The church gets 10% of members living, then does not pay taxes, and people pay them to alter the boys. They are part of a trillion-dollar industry dealing with the dead. Then they get their members to murder their enemies for free, knowing if they die, they make money from their bodies. The church had a huge paying gig going on. People pay them to teach them that God does not exist, or is only the name of one of multiple angels. We know as Satan. Church members and the Knights Templar, or anyone that is religious, take a secret vow that the church inserted, which states in Psalms 23 that all its followers must follow a shepherd. I am a military dog and have dog tags, saying I am a sheepdog. The dogs know the sheep had to take the mark of the beast known as a sheep, like you, proving that every religious person on the planet is satanic. I took the mark of the beast known as a dog, like flesh. That is me. And me is short for meat, and meat is just the flesh, also my name on the dog tags. When good is bad, and bad is good, everything is backward. Like the spell evil, it is backward for live. So with a dab of this, and one less O, Witchcraft is the reason the sheep did not notice the vow they must make, the vow their children must make because of them being satanic. They took an oath, or vow to hunt down and murder all the witches and wizards in the world, because they did not believe the same as you, which is the belief in a deity god. Religion is a legalized army of mass murderers who openly admit this. Thus, admitting they are Satan, by pretending to be Santa because all the sinners are saints? That is the reason you will have a tough time finding a copy of the Torah before the 4th century. But the church admits it removed pagan belief. Thus, you know, they admitted they destroyed the 3rd century version. The sad part is they did this to make money. God does not forgive or forget. God does not judge. When they die, they become part of God. People worry about dying. I have no reason to. I was a child born remembering living other lives. Kepler, Newton, Halley, and Tesla all wrote about past lives. The Torah says our spirits will come back to haunt us. I wondered what people would do if Jesus Barabbas returned to the flesh. He is nothing like Jesus Christ. Barabbas was militia. They outlawed the militia in the United States after they executed President Abraham Lincoln for using the Constitution as collateral for a bank loan from the Federal Reserve. I learned this in basic training. I am a medically retired United States Air Force Staff Sergeant, so I understand what it means to be militia. But the only thing I have in common with Barabbas, besides our birth dates, is both our mother's name is Mary. It would have been something if Jesus would have returned to the flesh, but no one wanted Jesus Barabbas to return. I tried to explain Newtonian science to people, but I am a terrible teacher. I have gone over this before. God is the force of gravity. That means F equals sine MA, where F is the force of gravity in terms of light without darkness, as the Torah defines God. The M is for the mass of atoms that are made of neutrinos and light without darkness, or God. Then we have an A for acceleration of the neutrinos that have static light inside them. Light has no acceleration, so it can only be static. That does not seem to be complicated. The problem is that people only believe in Einstein's theory, which no one can prove in over a century, and never will, because Albert Einstein removed God. The Torah defines it as all light without darkness. That means E equals sine MC squared is an error, because the constant C is for the light Einstein removed. The only reason it appears to work is because of Newton's E equals sine MA squared. Einstein's theory only applied to an alternate universe in an alternate reality, and did not apply to ours. The reason people would think they did is that they did not want to believe God existed. But Einstein said they did not apply to our universe or reality. That is because those people did not believe in God. That is the fault of the church. They put the clause into the Torah that everyone takes a vow to murder anyone that does not believe God does not physically exist, or only as a spirit or one of multiple angels. We know Satan is the beautiful angel the church teaches, and teaching God is the ugly angel that no one worships because they call him Satan. The church teaches religion. That means God is a deity God, meaning God is divine. Divinity means he does not physically exist because the religion believes God is a male. The Torah stated God is a female. Trinity said the Father is the positive one, and the Son is the negative one, and the Holy Ghost spirit of Mother Nature is zero. We know one is a male identity, so zero is a female identity. And the reason the church altered it is the same way the church has the altar boys. But that is the past. The church stopped teaching religion and switched to trinary science, teaching the science of God, and people forgave the church, and the church made up for years of oppression. Changes are slow, and that is the reason tonight people are uploading their souls. People are hoping they will go to heaven. Heaven is the magnetosphere, and the reason people that die want to go there. It keeps all life alive, but now it is an electrical trap. Einstein denounced his theory between the years 1938 and 1942 to keep Tesla from laughing at him and calling him mad. Every time a reporter asked Tesla what he thought about Einstein's theory. The ironic part is that Einstein told Tesla that it will not change things because people that do not believe in God will always choose a godless universe and a godless reality. Tycho Brahe had the Torah before the 4th century, so when Kepler asked him what the birth date of Jesus Christ was, Tycho made him take the Masonic oath. I did not take that oath, so I can tell you what Kepler learned. The witches wrote the Torah using witchcraft, the art of using words and spells, which have more than one meaning. It recorded alchemy, astronomy, astrology, and other subjects we consider science, outlawed by the church. Christ was the star that aligned with the Great Pyramid yearly. Depending on what calendar you use, it is now on the 14th of January. On the page that defines God as all light without darkness, in the border artwork, is the math positive 1 plus negative 1 equals 0, and the sequences of 666. There was a circle with a circle inside it, the halo, but there is no person named Jesus Christ, and history proves that. When I was a child, I came up with the concept of Trinity engines. I later renamed them trinary engines. I define these as huge atoms that follow the same rules of electricity and electronics. The Father was the positive one, so matter. The Son was the negative one, so antimatter. And the Holy Ghost spirit of Mother Nature is zero, which is ground, which we call Earth. If we write the Father on paper and put heaven above the Father, we draw a zero under the Father for positive one. And below the zero, where positive one plus negative one equals zero, we write negative one for the sun and hell below the sun. This describes alternating current, and it takes electricity to make light. The way I view gravity working is like a balloon in water. If the water is moving like a stream and nothing is holding the balloon, it will float, moving with the stream. And if you hold the balloon, it will not move, and the stream will move around it, putting pressure on the balloon as friction. If the balloon is large enough, it will drag the balloon and what is holding it through the water. Imagine the sun is the balloon, and it is so massive that the stream we call the universe is dragging it at a maximum speed of 666,666 miles per hour, and why it is on fire, and electrical plasma is fire. I warned people to never mix theoretical science with Newtonian science. The sun's electromagnetic force field, EMF, surrounds all the planets, moons, and space debris that orbit it. That keeps us from burning up, as the sun does. Gravity is the force that opposes us. The force is the constant for the big G for gravity, 6.666 times 10 to the negative 11th times newtons, which are 1 kilogram xm/s2, where m is meters and kg is kilograms, times meters squared divided by kilograms squared, now times the mass of object 1 times the mass of object 2, divided by the distance between them squared. We know this as the gravitational constant. The stream never changes speeds, so if you imagine it flowing down to the Earth, you will notice things will fall to Earth at the same rate in a vacuum. In an atmosphere, aerodynamics take effect. This explains terminal velocity and how gravity works. A trinary engine is that balloon. It is a huge atom and follows all the same rules we know as electricity and electronics. This is what Leavitt discovered in her understanding of how stars orbit the galaxy at the same rate, but not at the same speed. There are three pole reversal events, all happening on the same day, the 14th of January, and same time 18:32 hours military time, Pacific Standard Time. The end of time has three time periods, 2012, 2061, and 2103. In 2012, the North Magnetic Pole will head toward the equator, getting there in 2061. This will cause the magnetosphere to reverse its polarity, because it will not allow two North Poles to occupy the same space. Our magnetic strength decay will hit zero. That causes the atmosphere to vent, and we can calculate how long that will take using trinary math. The magnetosphere takes 1/137th the size of the sun's diameter, which is 864,575.9 miles in diameter on average. Now we multiply it by 1/137th and divide that by our three valence rings to get around 2103 years. We take the hex of 66, which is 42, and minus that, from 2103 to get 2061 years. If we take the size of Earth, which is around 7,926.2109 on average at the center, multiply that by 1/137th, and divide that by all nine valence rings, gives us 6.42 minutes. But 42 is the hex for the decimal 66, so it is 6.66 minutes maximum. And the minimum time is 3.33 minutes. This is the same math for atoms, only you use a different multiplier. This will cause our atmosphere to vent into space, blowing satellites and space debris with it. As the Earth loses gravity, which is the magnetosphere, because without it, Earth becomes the negative end of a magnet and will create negative gravity. That means everything will float for 3.33 minutes, rising 6.66 feet off the surface of the planet. Then comes crashing down when the negative G-forces take effect for the next 3.33 minutes. That means tons of frozen atmosphere, satellites, and space debris, including any asteroids or meteorites that are close enough to our gravity. So hope we do not have any large ones near. With the lack of ozone, people will burn and freeze at the same time, while having little to no protection from micrometeorites. They cannot grow food, and the lack of food will cause many species to go extinct. The North Magnetic Pole started its journey in 2012 when the end of time began. Then it moved to the equator in 2061 and crossed 0 degrees. We know zero as the Holy Ghost spirit of Mother Nature. The number zero is the Holy Ghost. It is a whole. Even the word whole has an O in it to express the concept. This is where all the electricity goes to the ground, and that means the light is going to the ground, which means God is going to the ground, so you have no force for gravity. In 2103, the North Magnetic Pole will reach its last position, and Earth will complete its pole reversal. That will cause the physical poles to align and some continental displacement, bringing major earthquakes to a frozen planet. There are 137 elements in the periodic table of elements. I know this because there are 137 receptor sites around atoms. To be complete, in my other books, I will list all the atoms from 1 to 136 to describe protons. Neutrons and electrons will be zero. One major change to the table is that I will add an element I call trinary to the table of elements. Trinary has zero protons, so its atomic number is zero. The galaxy sun, planets, and moons all use this one element to make the trinary engine. It is an element because it is the smallest unit that makes up trinary electrons or trinary engines. It is a neutrino particle. Every element on the table accounts for the atom's neutrino particles in mass or atomic weight. People cannot get Einstein's theory out of their minds, so they believe light can be dynamic. We know it is not, because if it were, a flashlight would be lethal and act like a rocket. We see light because an electron will switch between positive one and negative one and pass through the ground while switching every time. That causes its neutrino to collapse, and then you can see the light inside the electron. It has zero dimensions in the zero space, or ground. The positive and negative cycles exist in the first, second, and third dimensions of space. Ground has no dimensions for light to move, making light static, and why it is not lethal or a rocket. Only people that do not believe in God believe light can be dynamic. People that value truth over superstition or a desire to live in a universe or reality that does not have God in it will figure out that God is the truth. People cannot understand Kepler, Newton, or Tesla because they were all on the high-functioning spectrum of autism. In 2000, my father called me for my birthday for the first time in my life. He told me my grandmother hid my IQ scores from everyone after she was told of my results. My father's test scores in high school were the highest in the world, and his results got published in the newspaper, and it destroyed my father. He died the next month. You would think a high IQ was a good thing, but like Albert Einstein, an IQ over 160 means you are autistic, and normal people hate us. The Air Force informed me that my scores on the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, ASVAB, were 99% in mechanical, which is rare. It means they cannot use that test to evaluate my IQ, because it was over 180, making people like Einstein less intelligent. If you thought there were people more intelligent, you should know the scale stops at 180. So how could there be? But I didn't need a high IQ to understand Kepler, Newton, Tesla, or Leavitt, who all had IQs off the chart. I needed it to finish the work they started. There are many people in the world today that have IQs over 180. All of them are autistic, and most of them are females, so I am rare, because I made the correlation with Trinity and science, which no one had since Tesla died. I know I prove my trinary science is correct, which really makes normal or neurotypical people mad at me. They dislike the way Kepler, Newton, or Tesla wrote. And the reason they never understood them, or Einstein would not be popular. If you remove all the things the universe is not, what remains is what it is. The trinary universe is driven by trinary atoms and trinary engines. The Earth has a core frequency of 6.66 Hz, which drives it to orbit the Sun on average 66,666 miles per hour. It is how I do my math that confuses you. This is numerology from the Torah the church removed because it was a pagan belief. The pagans in the Torah differ from those that exist nowadays. Pagans believed God was all light without darkness, and believed God was science. People who were pagans were not normal people. They were all autistic. And normal or neurotypicals hated them. Some things never change. Pagan meant the same thing as Aspie. That term, normal people think, is degrading, or not politically correct, saying, I should say someone who is on the high-functioning spectrum of autism. That is like, instead of saying God, I should say all light without darkness. The pagans nowadays are a cult, only into making money, and teach a belief system, or BS, in spirits. The energy we use up takes away from our magnetosphere. The generators we use are siphoning off the magnetosphere, thus making it decay at a faster rate. I did not account for this effect in my calculations, nor did Newton. I have no way of knowing if this will cause the end of time to come sooner. If the use of electrical power should ever be greater than the magnetosphere requirements, the magnetosphere will collapse, venting the atmosphere into space. There are safer ways to use electricity, but that would require technology we do not yet have. We designed Trinary Sanctuary to build this type of technology. The Sanctuary is a Masonic society of military and militia members. Connected to this country are the Oasis and Outlander cities, where the world's population will live. The size of the land that the government allows the Trinary Sanctuary to own, tax-free, is part of the contract Trinary Sanctuary makes with the military. The optimal size is 66 miles in diameter in the shape of a circle. That size allows for 33 miles to be used to build the pyramid, and 33 miles to build the inter-ring where Trinary military will live. Outside of this ring will be Trinary Sanctuary Oasis, where the government and federal employees, both active duty and retired, will live. Oasis allows laws and money, but no religion. The land for Oasis is owned by the government, and they cannot charge to live there. This is a retirement home for all federal employees. Oasis means to owe, and everyone we owe a life lives here. Outside of Oasis are the Outlanders. This is mainstream cities, unlike Oasis, which was built by Trinary Militia. We build Outlanders using paid labor, but the construction must pass Trinary Sanctuary's building code. Imagine the facility when it is complete. It has a pyramid that we build using 1,000-foot square blocks, each is one step. You finish the base first, depending on how tall you want to go. You must figure out how steep you want the steps to be. I would recommend building it as wide as you can. 33 miles is a large foundation. The pyramid has 8 sides. You have a base that looks like 4 sides, but each of the 4 sides has an inward angle. The Great Pyramid has 8 sides. Most do not notice this feature. The contract Trinary Sanctuary makes is simple. They will be required to produce enough power to supply all the demands of the complex. Any resource sold will pay down the national debt. Farming, ranching, and other agricultural areas will separate every section of a ring. They must produce enough food to feed the sections. Trinary ensures that they can produce enough food, water, air, and power for the complex. That includes Oasis and Outlanders in case of crop failure. The concept of a contract is to ensure both parties benefit equally. The concept of Trinary is to be self-sufficient. After that, we are required to produce an excess of everything we produce. We give this to the Trinary military, who make sure the military gets this and does with it what they need to pay down the national debt. Governments around the world cannot pay off their debt, and unless Trinary Sanctuary steps up and does its duty, the governments will fail. We must ensure Trinary Sanctuary has no laws governing them. This is the whole reason for Trinary is to be free, and laws are the opposite of freedom, meaning they are freedom. Freedom comes at a cost because resources are not free. We make sure the contract states we allow Trinary free access to resources. That is critical. Without free access to resources, Trinary cannot build anything. Trinary Society will have to write a contract. That is not my job. I'm just a messenger that no one listened to.